It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi neighbor, how are you today? Oh, I brought this backpack. See this? It's a pack that you wear on your back. And I'd like you to see what's in here. I have two things in here. Can you imagine what they might be? Well, I'll show you the first one. A picture of a big elephant and a baby elephant. And I wanted you to see this particularly because we're going to go to visit this baby elephant where it's living with some big elephants right now. As a matter of fact, why don't we just go together to visit the baby elephant? Come along. Here we are at the elephant place. Come on. Hi, Willie.
Fred, how you doing?
Just fine, thanks. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. Willie Tyson.
How we doing?
What are you doing here?
Just getting ready to feed our girls. Got a little hay here. We're going to take them in and feed them.
You call them the girls?
Yes.
Now, how many are there?
We have three adult girls and then one little baby.
Could I watch you feed them?
Most certainly. Why don't you come with me?
I'd be glad to.
Girl, back up.
Okay, if you just want to slide in here.
Sure.
We'll feed the girls.
Back up. Back up. Back up.
Good.
Are you ready for your dinner?
Good. If you just want to slide right over here, we'll bring one of the... All right, move up. This is kind of the favorite aunt of the baby. If you would like to take this, we'll go down and feed them.
Back up.
Okay.
Back up.
Here you go.
Back up, Moja.
You like that?
There. All right, Tosh, come here. Move up. Good.
And that's what they eat.
Hey. This is what they eat pretty much all day long. We give them the hay. They get to eat this all the time. They get some fruits and vegetables at the end of the day.
Ah, and here's the little one.
Yes. And she's actually starting to eat hay like the grown-ups now.
I just want to watch you eat. Is that all right? Why do you have them in here?
Well, this is a stall that we bring them into just to kind of keep them all together. And we'll, from here, this is where we do most of everything with the elephants. We water them, and then a little later we'll go ahead and take them over to the other side and bathe them.
Oh, and then you give them a bath,
yes,
see?
They get a bath every day.
But you take such good care of them, that they must teach you an awful lot about elephants.
Yes, they do. They teach us quite a lot to, helps us kind of understand all the elephants in the rest of the world, that they're in the wild, and how they act and how they behave. So we do a lot of observations on them and watch them all the time.
And they use their trunk almost like a hand.
It's just like a hand. Anything you can do with your two hands and 10 fingers, they can do with that trunk.
They actually drink with it, they breathe through it, they eat, obviously, and they also, when they're outside, they throw sand and mud all over them.
And they've eaten their hay, a lot of it. Then you say you give them water?
Yes, yes. We're taking them, go ahead and water them now.
How do you do that?
We just have a big tub with a garden hose, and we just let it run until they are full. And
could I watch you?
Most certainly. We just want to sneak out this way over here.
Oh, okay.
Step in here. Okay.
What do I do?
Just open up that little valve. Get over. Get over. All the way over. All the way up. There you go. Just hold it just like that. There you go. Good. These guys will drink about 40 gallons of water every day.
How much?
About 40 gallons.
40
every day.
Wow.
Right now, they'll probably drink about 12 gallons. We water them 4 different times every day. So each time they drink about 10 or 12 gallons. And the trunk will hold almost 2 gallons of water each time they suck it up. But since the trunk is like their nose, they can't draw it up like a straw, so they draw it about halfway up into their trunk, and then you see they blow it right into their mouth.
Yeah. Have you always loved animals?
Yes, yes I have. All growing up, I had a lot of dogs and cats and birds. And then actually while I was going to college, I actually got a part-time job at a zoo and started working there.
But even when you were a little boy?
Yes, even then I really liked animals. Really had never seen elephants growing up. I just had the dogs and the cats, all the small stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then it wasn't until I started working around zoos that I actually started seeing the elephants and started liking being around the elephants.
Is the baby gonna get some? Are you gonna come and get some?
Not yet. And she knows. She has to kind of wait her turn. She sneaks in and gets the trunk every now and then.
Okay.
But that's another thing she had to learn with the adults, was sticking her trunk in there. Initially, she just started blowing bubbles. That's how she started learning. She'd blow bubbles in the water, and then she'd learn to suck it in and then blow it into her mouth real quick. But she started, it was kind of funny to watch it, because initially she'd just start blowing bubbles in the water just to see how her trunk worked.
But then she learned.
And then she learned.
Here she comes.
When we're done watering, we'll go ahead and move them on over and give them all their bath for the day.
The bath?
The bath, yes. They get a bath every day.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Okay. Okay, Fred, we'll just cut that off. We'll let them finish up, and we'll get ready to give the elephants their baths. If you want to, Shirley? How are you doing? This is Shirley.
Hi, Fred.
She's one of our other handlers here. If you want to go with her, she'll get you over next door. We'll get the elephants set up and get ready for their baths.
Get to see their baths.
Good. Okay, see you in a minute.
Mighty big bathroom, huh?
It certainly is. I don't see any showers.
Well, we'll use the hose.
Oh, the hose?
Mm-hmm.
Are they coming?
I don't know. Oh, here they come.
Hello, Mother.
It's the Mama.
Get over there.
And that's the baby.
Come here, Lana.
he gonna do now?
He's gonna soap them up. And with soap.
Oh, with soap.
Mm-hmm. Like a car wash.
Oh my.
Eddie.
Oh, she seems to like it. Did you like that?
Look. Oh, look.
She's scratching herself. Rinsed off now.
Oh.
Oh, that must feel so good.
She loves the water. She likes playing in it.
What a great shower, I'll say.
Wow.
Now, what do they like to do after their shower?
Next thing we want to do is just get them outside, let them play in the sand. They like to coat themselves, play in it, and get a little sunshine. So that's where we'll be taking them right now.
Well, I suppose I better go back to my place, and I go that way, but I'll hope to see you outside. But thank you, Shirley, and thank you,
Will. Okay, it's a pleasure.
What a treat to
Glad
be with you.
By.
And thank you for all that you mean and do for these animals.
Okay, bye-bye.
See ya. Like that visit? I certainly did. Our friends, the elephants. You know, I told you that there were two things in here. The picture was the first one, and this is the second. It's a videotape of people making backpacks like this one. So why don't we just watch it together on Picture Picture? How people make backpacks. And I'll just read this as we watch it together. When people make backpacks, they start with a big roll of material. This man rolls out the amount that he'll need onto a table. And he cuts a large section of the material. And then he puts a pattern on top of it. A pattern is like a picture of the different shapes he needs to cut. Using this electric knife, he carefully cuts each section of the pattern. You see, each section is a part of the backpack. See the different shapes and sizes of the material now? In another part of the factory, this woman brings some foam pieces to this man who is making the shoulder straps. He folds the black material over the foam. And then he sews it together. In fact, he sews right through the foam and both sides of the material to make it all stay together well. Next, he'll sew on the buckle. Attaches the shoulder straps to the back part of the backpack. Both of the shoulder straps sewn on. At another sewing station, this woman is sewing the zipper onto the side part of the backpack. Lots of different parts of backpacks. There it is. See the zipper? Now the front part, the back part, and the side part are all ready to be sewn together. Along with this pocket. Sews on the side part with the zipper. And now she sews on the back part with the shoulder straps. Now she turns it outside in because she first sewed the parts together inside out. She zips it up and the backpack is almost finished. Now this woman is going to hook on the adjustable straps. And put the straps through the buckles so people of different sizes can use the backpack comfortably. Did you ever see a backpack that looked like that? Now she checks it to make sure everything is just right. And that's how people make backpacks. How people make backpacks. Isn't that interesting? All the interesting things that people do in this world. Now let's have some make-believe. Trolley? Maybe we could pretend something about an elephant and a backpack. Let's try that. Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, Trolley, yes. Very good. Yes, and you're a splendid neighbor, H.J.
Oh, thank you, King Friday. Want to see a picture of my mother and father elephant?
Of course. Where is it?
Just a minute. I'll fetch it.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Oh, my. I do enjoy an occasional bit of banter with a pachyderm, don't you? Oh, Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Are you here on official business?
No, I was just passing through the neighborhood and saw you all alone. I thought I'd stop to chit-chat. Oh, hello, H.J.
Oh, hi, Mayor Maggie.
Yes.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's nice to see
you. H.J., you may show us your mother and father elephant.
Oh, I just have a picture of them.
Well, the picture will do, yes.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
My! What fine-looking elephants!
Thanks.
Oh, yes, lovely. As a matter of fact, H.J., you look somewhat like your parents.
Well, I hope so.
Yes. Incidentally, Mayor Maggie, I see you have a backpack today.
Oh, correct as usual, King Friday.
Yes. Did you care to tell us what might be inside?
Well, it happens to be a surprise, so I'd rather not.
And for whom is the surprise?
Well, that person will find out soon enough.
Would that person be a small elephant or a royal king?
Could be either. Could be neither.
You do not give good hints, Mayor Maggie. I shall find out later.
So you say, King Friday. There's really nothing in my backpack, H.J. It's just I don't like people being nosy about what I have in my personal bags.
I guess King Friday wants to know everything.
Oh, that's for sure. I really like this picture of your mother and dad.
Thanks.
Want to take it over to Westwood and show it to everyone there?
Sure.
Good, let's go.
Okay.
Presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
You are a handyman, are you not?
Yes, sir. Always have been.
You have many tools?
I do.
Do you have a tool that can tell what's inside things?
Inside of what kind of things?
Things like backpacks, things like that.
Oh, no, sir. I'm sure I don't have a tool like that, sire.
Well, you may ask Cornflake especially to make one. Thank you
but
very
King
much.
Friday, I mean...
No buts about it. Farewell, handyman.
Farewell. You know it's really all right. In fact, it's downright quite bright to think of something to do that's specific for you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. Nothing to wait for now. Let's go over to the factory. Corny? Cornflake especially.
Oh, hello there, Handy.
Hi, Corny. How you been?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm okay. But King Friday would like you to make something for him.
Oh, let me guess. A rocking throne.
Not quite.
A rocking dinner chair?
No.
I know. A rocking reading chair.
I'm afraid it's something quite different than all of those.
Well, what does King Friday want?
He wants you to make something that will look inside of things. Inside of things like backpacks.
Look inside of things? Well, I've never made such a thing as that. I've always made rockets. Rocking chairs, you know.
I know, but would you please try?
I'll try. But I'm not sure I can do it.
If you can make a rocket rocking chair, I know you can.
You do?
You're a man who manufactures. Who manufactures chairs. You're a man who manufactures chairs everywhere. You're a man who who manufactures.
Well, I do my best. Oh, there's the trolley, Andy.
I'll see you next time.
Okay.
Okay. Trolley, Corny said he would try. I don't know why King Friday would want such a thing. That's for sure.
So, King Friday wants Corny to make a machine that will look inside things. He must have forgotten how important it is to wait until people tell us what's inside things, if they want to tell us at all. Well, you know what's inside my backpack because I show them to you. That's the best way of knowing, sharing what we want to share. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We'll have lots more to talk about and do next time. Bye-bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.